we have reports of the disappearance of individuals in the last month. We have reports of two individuals disappearing, a 19-year-old boy and then a young girl whose age is undetermined, have disappeared. In both cases, we have not seen any body. There's no evidence that they have been killed. They just simply disappeared. But the public has become very anxious, and there's a lot of tension. And that's what we're concerned, that the public does not become impatient and intolerant and disrupt into violence. But even more than that, we had 18 persons arrested based on a list that had been produced by a traditional doctor, upon which a warrant was obtained to search the homes of these suspects. This also is not consistent with our laws.
One information we have is that some human parts were found in the home of one Councillor Fulton Yancey. Have you been able to confirm that?
We don't know of any human parts being found in anybody's house. What we do know at this time was that two bottles, very small bottles, were found in the home of Councillor Yancey. People speculate that what was in the bottles may have been blood and some human tissues. We do not know this for a fact. The ministry has agreed to have the specimens sent to the Ivory Coast for examination.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was in that part of the country as recently as perhaps the beginning of this year. What does she make of what's happening there?
She's very concerned that a story like this is coming out. But as you said, it's not strange for that part of the country, because we know for decades, long before the war, we've had that problem in this part of the country. We are concerned that it's resurging, and we're doing whatever we can to ensure that we try to get rid of this problem, because we're concerned about the peace and tranquility in that area. Right now, people tell me that they feel that they're captive in their own land. They are not free to get out in the night to go to the bathroom or to go out to the club. The young children, they are afraid to go out alone to the beaches and stuff like that. So we're concerned that people don't feel secure, and we're going to do everything. We've stepped up the number of investigators we have in that area. We stepped up security. We're going to reopen some of the cases that were unsolved and have been closed to see what we can do to make people regain confidence in the rule of law.
So you are to have a news conference today, Tuesday. What are you likely to tell the Liberian people?
The first thing I'm going to update them on the latest, because I think they've been getting a lot of rumor and a lot of misinformation about what is happening down there. We're trying to convince the people in that part of the country that we do have a formal justice system that we subscribe to. And in order to provide social order and security in this country, we all have to subscribe to the rule of law.